Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Madalas na nakakubli sa loob ng tahanan at ngayon ay nakatutok ang bansa sa isyu ng domestic violence na hinahanapan ng paraan para tuluyang mahinto. At sa anunsyo nitong 10 Mayo, maglulungsad ang New South Wales government ng $4.4 million specialized center sa Western Sydney. At ayon pa nga sa deputy na si Prue Carr, bahagi ito ng matagalang plano ng pamahalaan para sugpuin ang domestic and family violence.
We cannot seriously do that without making sure that all women, including multicultural refugee women, many of whom who live in Western Sydney, have access to services as well. So this is just part of what we've announced over the past week, and I'm ecstatic that it's in Western Sydney. It's where it needs to be. As the Minister said, it will service women right across the state, but the outreach will be in South Western Sydney where it needs to be.
Ang New South Wales Multicultural Center for Women's and Family Safety ang magsisilbing starting point para sa mga kababaihan mula sa iba't ibang kultura at wika para maikonekta sila sa mga domestic violence services, settlement services at interpreters. Makakatulong din itong magbigay ng suporta sa mga pagkakaroon ng financial literacy at counseling. Ayon sa direktor ng center na si Gulnara Abasova, ihahatid nila ang mga tulong gamit ang angkop na lengguwahe.
Navigating a complex service system at the point of crisis is a challenge for anyone. Doing so when you're new to Australia, speak little or no English, have no family connections, makes it much harder. On top of that, imagine dealing with cultural stigma, inconsistent responsiveness of services, and significant structural barriers linked to residency. That makes it a terrifying experience. This is where the center comes in. The center is a comprehensive model. Our focus is on impact and reach. We provide direct support to migrant and refugee women. When a woman is referred to the center, she can expect to be supported by a practitioner who can provide a culturally appropriate safety response and support her navigating the maze of the safety system.
Sa 2021 survey ng Harmony Alliance at Melbourne's Monash University, napag-alaman na isa sa tatlong refugee at migranteng kababaihan ang nakakaranas ng iba't ibang uri ng pang-abuso. 91% dito ang paghihigpit o controlling behavior sa loob ng tahanan. 42% naman ang nakakaranas ng physical or sexual violence. Sinabi ng Alliance Council member na si Rana Ebrahimi na magkakaiba rin ang pag-access para sa mga specialized support.
So that's another finding of the study that we have done actually. It's quite different in each state and territory, and that's another factor which affecting the vulnerability of women in these areas. But also we celebrate the new practice in Sydney, and we hope that it's expanded to other states and territories.
Samantala, 40% naman sa mga temporary visa holders na kasama sa survey ang nakakaranas ng domestic at family violence. Ayon kay Women's Legal Service Chief Executive Nadia Brumley, dahil dito, importanteng matutukan ang residency status para lalo na sa mga biktimang naka-temporary visa.
They face additional threats and additional susceptibility to control from people using violence. So the kind of threats we see being offered against women are that they'll be deported or they'll be separated from their children or forced to leave the country, for example, without their children. So it's a really invidious place for these women to be in who are already powerless and struggling, that they just have another sort of systemic barrier to overcome.
At dagdag pa ni Ginang Brumley, malaking hamon din sa kanila ang paghingi ng tulong.
As well as the language barriers, as well as the complexity of legal systems, and as well as recovering from the trauma of violence, they have such limited access to services. So a lot of them do not have access to Centrelink, so they can't get the therapeutic support they need. They don't have Medicare, so they can't get healthcare or responses to any injuries or difficulties they need addressed.
At ilan lamang yan sa mga barriers na kinakaharap ng mga vulnerable na kababaihan sa bansa. At yan ang binuong ulat ni Sarah Conte at Hannah Kwan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.